Welcome to St. Augustine This Evening, the Mike Davis Show. We have all kinds of fun things here, and the one thing I forgot to do is pull all the reeds. I was doing all kinds of cleanup on aisle six today because Davey cleaned the desk. I know Pete didn't clean the desk. I know Blake didn't clean it. Clay didn't clean it. Amanda wasn't here.
You didn't even look for the reeds?
Davey got it. No, I'm just going to make them up as
well. Okay, all right. That's what
they're here somewhere. I just have to find them.
Oh, they're in your pile over there.
They're in my pile of something here somewhere else. I hope I didn't throw them out. I threw a bunch of reeds out. So I hope I didn't throw them out.
Let's see.
They might be in there. They might not. We'll find them. Oh, man.
There they are.
No, those aren't the right ones.
Oh.
I got them.
You can fake it with
them. I got them, though. South State Bank, it's a team of bankers you can count on.
You didn't say Center State like I did.
South State. Their approach to building long-term relationships with their customers is the best in the business. If you're looking for a banking relationship you can depend on, check out South State Bank. They've got three locations to serve you here in St. Augustine. One on State Road 312, one over at the beach, and one on State Road 16. They're amazing. You can visit their website, southstatebank.com. They're a member of the FDIC. They're our bank for this show. And just for you, for old times, A to Z offers free estimates. They have been serving St. John's County for over 20 years. A to Z Roofing and Waterproofing offers painted metal roofs for saltwater area homes with warranties up to 25 years. And A to Z offers shingle roofs with warranties up to 50 years. That's almost as old as Blake. A to Z also installs tile roofing, cedar shake shingles, designer roofing, and flat roof coverings. You can go to their website to get all kinds of recent photos and material descriptions. A to Z Roofing and Waterproofing.com. Call Chuck 904-669-8037. And also the diner. We got to give Diner love. You were there today.
Yes,
Anastasia Diner.
Yeah.
And Moultrie Diner. Andy owns both.
Yes.
I know you were worried about him.
I wasn't sure if he sold one and did the other. I knew he was down at the other one, and I hadn't seen him the last four times I was in Anastasia Diner. So I was like, did Andy sell this one? They're like, no. I was like, all right. I haven't seen him in a while. Yes. I miss Andy.
Yeah.
So
And we love Andy. He's great. He sponsors all of our nonprofits that come on.
Mm-hmm.
But he also feeds us during the week, which we love Andy.
Yeah. No, I had great meatloaf, Andy. Oh, so good today.
Me and
Colonel Dudley had lunch together.
I wish I'd had lunch with Colonel Dudley. Yeah. He was a good guy. Did you buy him lunch, I hope?
He beat me to it. He is quick with the wallet, unlike you, who does the wallet fumble.
I don't do the wallet fumble. I start counting the number of lunches you owe me.
I owe you. You would look like Snuffleupagus if you ate all the lunches I owe you.
I'm
right
on
now.
A diet. I can only afford for you to take me to lunch once in a while. And, and the wins keep racking up.
Gosh, my team suck at everything.
You got swept. Yeah. You need to pick a new college.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys are bouncing back out of it.
Like, we go into baseball season. I was like, at least baseball season's coming.
Yeah.
I'll split. No, they got whooped. But, I mean, Florida State whipped. They swept Florida, and then they turned around and swept Miami back to back. So.
Yeah, and Florida State had lost 17 of 20 to UF before sweeping them this year, run ruling them twice.
Yeah. So.
All right, on our Bozard Ford community update, events coming up April 27th and 28th, the Hastings, Florida Cabbage, Potato, and Bacon Festival. I keep saying they had me at cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't eat cabbage.
I love cabbage. Potatoes and bacon. Cabbage is good. Yeah. We have entered you in the Miss Potato Queen pageant.
I want it.
Make sure.
I want it 50 years
make
ago.
Sure, yeah, make sure you go there. This weekend on the tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Camp Croc Wildflower Garden at the St. Augustine Alligator Farm. Go to the St. Augustine Alligator Farm to sign up if you want to do that. The second annual Grand Luau, May 11th, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Task Force Hydro One. I bought tickets yesterday. Amanda and Louie are going with Darcy and I, so that's going to be amazing. And the Derby Day Charity Gala hosted by the Marsh Creek Women's Association is Saturday, May 4th, 2024. And according to Jackie Hurd, on this date in history, the SSR Luncheon and Car Show on the 18th, it also says Blake Blevins is amazing. Okay. Did you write this in here, Blake?
No.
He had to write that in there.
Did you write that in there?
I
know it's not in crayon, so I know your dad didn't write it.
Yeah, and it's in cursive, so no one under the age of 40 wrote it.
No one under the age of 40 wrote it. Blake Blevins is amazing. Again, Davey, thanks for cleaning up the desk.
Yes.
This desk looks brand new, and I know that's not the case. So, Davey, amazing job. And then also, Rebecca, congratulations on the Love Your Mother tickets this weekend.
Yeah. Not this weekend, next weekend.
Next weekend.
It's the 27th.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Are you positive about that?
No.
You might want to check the Love Your Mother. I thought it was this weekend.
No, I think it's on the 27th.
It might be the 27th.
Yeah. Being Davey's hosted, and I asked him what day it was, and he told me the 27th.
I would trust Davey.
Yeah.
So. I would 100% trust Davey on that. So Davey's pretty good about that. You did zero show prep, but I have to brag just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare because sometimes news breaks early in the morning and I get to it late. The morning show's already covered it. Sometimes the whole world has covered it because it broke late after the show was over, like 8 o'clock in the evening, and I can't go back and grab it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But last night, during the middle of the show, right before the show, I found the creepy woman rolls dead man into and I scooped not just
Davey knew it.
Not just Pete Melfi. I scooped the Gutfeld show. It was the lead joke on the Gutfeld show.
I mean, did you watch the video?
I did not watch the video.
It's so creepy, dude.
I did not watch the video.
We watched it after the show.
Yes.
Because Clay was like, it's too creepy to put on air.
I would agree with that.
But the guy literally, and I'm going to try and do it my weekend at Bernie. The guy is super pale.
Yes.
He hasn't looked rigor mortis. He must have recently died.
Yeah, he did.
He must have recently
died. Like 7 hours.
On the way to the bank. Like he promised her he was going to co-sign for this, and he died. And she's like, no! But his head at one point just goes, and she leans it forward, and he goes, and it's like, but it's a dead man's head. Like he might have had some resistance there. You know, but it was so creepy.
I got to tell you, I thought that was one of the best stories.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got in trouble late in the show.
Oh, really?
With the last story about the young lady that made $250,000 on spring break.
What was she doing?
You know.
I don't know. What was she doing?
Did you look her up, Blake?
Dad, what is my title on the show?
What is your producer?
The
OnlyFans?
The OnlyFans reporter.
Oh, you're the OnlyFans reporter. Oh, okay.
Did you look her up on OnlyFans?
No, I did not look her up on OnlyFans.
She made $250,000 on OnlyFans at spring break?
No. She made $250,000 from 122 guys on spring break.
Wow.
Yes, in 2 weeks.
In meetups?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what we're calling them.
I got in huge trouble.
From who?
My wife.
Oh, okay.
She turned the story off. I was like, gosh.
Well, her tax implications are going to be higher than she expected.
I don't know. Some of it's cash. The only way she reported it was on social media.
But if she claims $250 on social media, you think IRS doesn't check that?
I think they'd be checking it. Yeah,
yeah,
I would.
You brag about it.
Oh, can you imagine the IRS office in charge of where she lives?
Yeah.
Every one of those agents is filing.
Yeah.
Every male agent is going to go check
Not
that out.
Not necessarily everyone.
Some of them
might be a client.
Most. They're all like, we got to go investigate this. Yeah. All the female agents like, where are you guys all going? We're going to investigate this case.
Yeah, we're checking this
one out. They might need backup.
Checking this one out.
I saw the numbers from spring break. It's okay if we bring 100 people.
In 2 weeks. That's a good two-week take.
It was bad.
120.
That was awful.
Her parents must be so proud.
Awful.
Oh, God.
Awful.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, North Carolina student. Okay. A Ute.
One of the Utes.
One of the Utes in North Carolina. 16 years old. One of the Utes.
Yep.
Was at Central Davidson High School.
Okay.
He was suspended for 3 days for using, not because of profanity, not for threatening one. He used a term that administration was so mad at him over. They kicked him out for 3 days. Would you like to guess what this term was? I know Blake probably knows it because he does research.
He said he, she, them, or sir.
That would have been a month suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This was 3 days. Blake, would you like to inform your father what the vile and disgusting words were this 16-year-old Ute uttered in high school?
Hmm. Mike Davis has smelly feet. No, I'm kidding. Everyone
knows that's true.
He's got his boots on. It's probably true. He's wearing boots today.
I'm probably going to say something about illegals, like
illegal alien. He said illegal alien during the class.
And he got suspended for 3 days.
According to an email describing the incident sent to local officials and shared with the Carolina Journal, a young man in class took offense to his question and reportedly threatened to fight him, prompting the teacher to call the assistant principal. I guess he called the other person an illegal alien.
In a verbal battle, he called him illegal.
Yes, okay. The situation.
The give and take.
And this occurred during a lesson in which the student sought to clarify whether the word alien was being used to refer to space aliens or illegal aliens without a green card. Mm. 3 day suspension. Now,
if we called him a poo-poo head.
No suspension at all.
Yeah.
Now let's flash back to Troy Blevins High School.
Yeah.
If you found out that could get you a 3 day suspension, how many weeks were you good for?
Well, I can tell you right now, luckily for me, I couldn't get suspended from school because I needed to play baseball.
Okay.
So I behaved myself in school.
In school.
It was outside of school and my influence on other people. I rarely was the one to get caught.
Let me rephrase the question. How many kids who didn't play baseball with you that were going to affect the outcome of a baseball game because you wouldn't get them kicked off?
No.
Kids you didn't like that you wanted to see be gone for 3 days. How many of them do you think you could have gotten to utter this phrase in class?
100%. 100%. Yeah, I have the ability to gab and to draw out certain information.
Yes, you do.
And and I've had that talent a long, long time.
Yes.
So even in high school, and I could have got every single person on my baseball team easily suspended for 3 days with that. Mm-hmm. So in those days in DeLand.
But the thing is, if you told us as kids that could get you kicked out of school, mm-hmm. I mean, if I went home and said, Mom, I got kicked out of school for that, I would never get in trouble for that.
No.
I mean, absolutely not. I would not. I mean, my parents, no.
My dad would go, well, is he? That would be the question.
Yes.
And then why'd you call him that? If he's a hardworking guy, my dad would be like, hey, if he's working hard, you know. But it would be first question would be, is it true?
Yes.
You know, and then, you know, well, what did he say to you first?
What did he say? Listen, it's just, we grew up in a different time.
Yeah.
My favorite saying of late is, you can't hurt my feelings. I had to hold my dad's flashlight.
Oh. Yeah, my dad wasn't a fixer-upper kind of guy. Mm-hmm. My grandfather was.
Yeah.
And it was, if you...
Hold the flashlight right here.
I had a tendency to wander.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't all on me.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't all on him. It was on me.
But hey, Kathy.
I had a tendency to wander around.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So
I have a cousin.
Troy, pay attention.
Pay attention. I have a cousin who said that his dad would make him hold the flashlight on the road in the middle of the woods. Where there were jumping spiders.
Okay.
He said, if the spider jumped on you, on your neck, on your face,
you better hold the flashlight.
You better hold the flashlight. Yeah. You better learn to hold the flashlight steady with one hand while you swatted the spider with the other hand.
Yeah.
Because if you move the light, it was worse than getting the spider on.
Yeah, there was a spider, a big spider down in the BVI.
Yes.
And it was on the table, and I was like, oh, it's dead. And I touched it. And Rebecca wasn't happy, but I ended up getting it outside. But it was still, it was like, I thought it was dead.
Yes.
You know how, like, think something's dead, you touch it, and all of a sudden it's like jumps at you or something?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of the moment.
How high did you jump?
I was ready either way. But
did you scream?
No.
Not even a little.
Rebecca's in the comments, so you can ask
Rebecca,
her if I screamed.
Tell me he screamed like a seventh grade girl.
Yeah, spiders don't bother me. I don't like bats. Now, if it was a bat flying at my head, I might give a little bit
I
of scream.
I think Rebecca's going to give me the comment. I want to see he screamed.
There were bats there, too. Yeah. She said, I knew it wasn't dead.
Rebecca, enjoy the tickets.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's still debating on whether or not I'm her plus one. I don't.
Listen, they're her tickets to you. She'll have to take you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, that's what
she
I told her.
She gets a better offer. I'd take the better offer.
That's what I told her.
Yeah. 100%. He screamed like a seven. There it is. True confessions from Rebecca.
I guess I have someone else going to the concert with me.
I want to stay in an RV, so. Yeah.
That is the one trait you and I both have. We are exceedingly good at getting other people in trouble.
Yes, yes.
We excel at it. All right. Thank you, Mike Lewis. You are very welcome. So I've got to get input. I know you guys are not Trump fans, but the current trial.
What gave it away?
Blake's shirt that says Trump.
He looked at his shirt like it actually said something.
Did I put that shirt on today? I can't remember. That was so long ago. So the trial is going on in New York. Do you think the trial is fair? Do you think the trial is hurting Trump, benefiting Trump?
I don't care.
What is your insight on this?
I don't care. I know it might be cold to say. I know I'm not voting for him. I know I'm not voting for Biden, so I just don't care. I do care that Don Jr. keeps sending me texts saying, help my dad. But I'm like, Don, let it go, man.
Well, while you're getting BJ, those, yeah. I get six a day now on average from the Biden campaign. At least one of them says, at least one of them says, come on, man. And I'm like, no, don't come on, man, me anymore.
How did you get on that list?
I don't know. You're not on the list, but I'm on the list.
I don't understand how you got on that list.
I don't know. And I'm sorry I signed you up for Viagra all those years ago.
Still calling. But I appreciate the free samples.
I never signed you up for that. I wished I had as the greatest prank of all time.
That was one of the funniest ones.
Ricky, good job.
Wait a minute. Don Jr. and Rick Scott recently started. Is he running again?
He's running for Senate again, yes.
Okay. Because I just
should win.
I just started getting stuff from him.
Okay.
From Voldemort. All right. So, and people didn't believe me when I said he was a very charismatic guy, even though he's the bad guy in Harry Potter.
He's a very charismatic person. When you meet him one-on-one,
not a good speaker, public speaker, but like one-on-one, you're like, is this the same guy?
Yeah.
You know, it just...
We talked about it a lot back in the day when he first ran. Mm-hmm. He struggled a little bit on some of the easier interviews on Fox and stuff like that. But when you met him and you talked to him, or it was a small group who was speaking, he was incredibly engaging and came across as a very genuine person.
Yeah.
He just had a harder time getting that TV persona.
The flags are at half mast for former governor Bob Graham.
Bob Graham passed away yesterday.
And senator. Also just a very charismatic guy.
Yeah.
And politicians in general, you know, especially at the higher levels,
yes,
are usually, they know how to talk to people.
They do.
You know, either good or bad. I'm sure if you knew nothing about Biden and you met him as, not right now because he wouldn't remember your name, but if you met him 20 years ago, you go, oh, he's a pretty good fellow.
Yeah.
So even though you wouldn't agree with any of his politics at that time, but he was a good guy.
I've heard Bill Clinton could talk you right out of your clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
It's what I heard. I'm not sure it's true, but it's just what I heard.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think a lot of politicians had that ability.
Yes.
What's going on in court right now? I'm sorry, I couldn't remember.
Donald Trump.
What's it about, though?
It's about, actually, have you not heard this theory? Mm-hmm. That Michael Avenatti was trying to use the Stormy Daniels thing to blackmail Trump. Mm-hmm. That Avenatti's involved in that. That's one of the theories that's out there. I don't know if it's true or not.
The Stormy documentary, and I only got about halfway through and I fell asleep just a couple weeks ago because I knew the trial was coming.
But none of her other movies, just the documentary.
I've already watched all those.
Okay.
So, brown chicken, brown cow. The documentary is actually pretty good, and it talks about, even in the documentary, about what kind of a slimeball Avenatti is.
Yes, 100%.
You know, and how aggressive he was, and she kind of wanted it just to go away, and Avenatti just kept. He's the one that got us to where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she definitely said it happened, and this and Cohen did what he said he did, and she was keeping her mouth shut, and then all of a sudden,
well, he stole money from her too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in jail for that and trying to extort Nike or a couple other people. I mean, he's not. It's rare whenever you would have to admit Tucker Carlson described him correctly in an interview in like 2019 or 20, whatever you said, he was a creepy porn lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy porn star lawyer.
Yeah.
And Avenatti took offense and he said, well, you are. and you're like, but Tucker kind of nailed that one. Yeah. Like you go back and rewind and you're like, Tucker had that one nailed down.
Yeah.
Not always a Tucker fan, but it's a lot of good things. Mm-hmm. So Blake, in your world, are you rooting for the death penalty for Donald Trump in this? Or you just think jail time for the rest of his life? Where do you fall in the spectrum of the trial?
This is kind of one of the least important cases, in my opinion. Like, I'm not really focused on this one. Like, do I think he's guilty? Maybe. I don't know. But, oh, well. But there's more important cases out there, like the Georgia case and January 6th and all that. So, this is not really an important case.
I can tell you this. I don't. Do I think he knew Cohen gave money? Yes. Do I think that money exchanged hands? Yes. Do I give a crap? No. I don't care. I just don't care. You know, I think he did a good job as president.
Mm-hmm.
As a human being, I think he's a horrible human being. I mean, that's just, you know, I'm at that point. I think the rest of the world's probably laughing at the U.S. right now because of what's going on and how.
I don't know. If I'm in Great Britain, I'm looking over here at the mess that we have, and I said, I'll take that over the Royals.
Oh, yeah.
All right? If I'm in France,
yeah, but they don't have
I'm like, any, I'll take that over what we
but
got.
But the Royals, they're a figurehead. I mean, you know, we're talking people that actually do have some influence over the rest of the world. They have their hand on the button.
Yeah.
These two guys that were we have to choose from.
Yep.
You know? So it's I'm voting for – I've changed my vote. I've decided I'm voting for Mike Lewis for president.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He has a great interview. I wished I was more like him, and I wish I was
so
better.
Yeah, so do we. You know.
Yes. I will tell you, you are frustratingly consistent on a number of things.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what you said about Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans shouldn't touch this. It's between two people. They were consenting adults. This is not going to happen. It's going to backfire. Stephen A. Smith came out with the Troy Blevins explanation of this week, which shocked me. I did not know that you and Stephen A. talked on a regular basis.
Stephen A. Smith is possibly right there with the bad people of Donald Trump. So the fact that I'm being compared to Stephen A. Smith, one of my least favorite sports.
Might be time to reform something.
Yeah. Now I'm questioning everything I know about the world. If Stephen A. Smith is saying the same thing.
Stephen A. Smith said, leave it alone.
Yeah. It's
said it's just making Trump. I think it's making Trump stronger.
It's keeping his name out there, and
he's not spending a dime.
No,
and he's the number one news story every day.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump proved in the 2016 election, mm-hmm. negative news can be a positive if you're running for an office.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this in the past, like polarization. Like Tim Tebow is a very polarizing. Either you love him or you hate him. The people in the middle. Mm-hmm. You know, Trump's that guy.
Yeah.
You know, and it comes down to whether or not it's going to be 51% like him or 51%
hate
him.
Well, let's adjust. 47% versus 46.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't think either one of them gets over 50%.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
If they do, I will be shocked and amazed. But I don't see it.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and I look at Trump as a hypocrite in a lot of ways and things like that. And I just, like I said, I think as president, I liked a lot of the things he did policy-wise and much better than the current president we have.
Yes.
But, you know, if it was my business and I wanted him to represent my business as a sale, I would never hire this person.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't hire either one of them.
Would you hire Trump to fix a difficult problem?
I wouldn't hire him within. He might be a contractor.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would hire him within my company to be a part of my company because I think he's so divisive, he would break up the entire company.
So you're just saying you don't think he could do trivia on Wednesday nights?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, all right.
No, he would lose half the crowd. And
the other half would say they had the greatest time of their lives.
Yeah, he would lose half. He would lose half. No, because I don't think he's that entertaining either.
Mr. Blevins has a point to make.
Well, but we'll say about the trial, though. I really hope the jurors' names do not get leaked out because otherwise, if the names do get leaked out, then you have half of the population might know their names.
How do you even find somebody who's not biased against this situation going in?
I believe that that will be one of the appeals that the Trump legal... I think he's going to get convicted. I don't think there's any way he doesn't get convicted in New York. But I also don't think he can get a fair trial in New York.
I mean,
if you moved the trial to a rural community just about anywhere, there's no way he gets convicted.
Yeah, well, and I don't know exactly what the crime is, because I do believe, you know, I do believe he paid her not to talk. I mean, I truly believe that that happened through Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the crime in that? I mean, there's businesses that separate relationships and pay people not to say anything about the company, or not to say, you know,
yes, non-disclosure.
Every
people sign non-disclosures all the time for NDAs, various.
Yeah,
you've signed them. I've signed them. Yep. We never had a relationship with Trump, just so we're clear with that.
No.
But we have signed them.
Yeah,
because somebody's trying to do a business deal and they don't want the details of the deal to leak out, and for them to get you on the team, you've got to say, "I'll keep my mouth shut."
Yeah,
and we have.
Yeah. No, I mean that's the deal you signed, and I don't think, you know, what it looks like. I don't think it was her that violated this. I think it was Avenatti. I think it was other people around her. I don't think it was her.
Yeah.
In this scenario, I think she truly just wanted it to go away.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. I think this is it's a mess. I don't think it helps anybody. Mm-hmm. I do think all of this is making Trump more popular, and I think it's giving him tons of free press. And whenever he goes to a bodega in New York and they're cheering for Trump and they're yelling for four more years in Harlem in New York.
Yeah.
That tells you that there's something going on.
Well, I think the people that were going to vote for Trump are going to vote for Trump no matter how the trial comes out. The people that weren't going to vote for Trump aren't going to vote for Trump no matter how the trial. I see this as a nothing burger. Yeah. Either way.
The people that were going to vote for Biden are going to vote for him whether he's alive or dead on election day. It's not going to slow them down.
So if he gets put under house arrest for the next 5 years,
yes,
where is it going to be?
Well, but remember,
is
the day
Florida,
he's elected,
is it in DC?
The day he gets sworn in again,
he's pardoned himself.
Yeah. You and I said all along the first term he should have had a letter in his desk that said, "I pardon myself."
To whom it may concern.
But he never threw it down, and that was his mistake.
Yeah,
he should have on the last thing he did. I pardon myself for anything that might have happened while I was running for president or president, and he would be free and clear of all these legal troubles.
Yeah.
So. But I think he'd be less popular because he Nixoned himself, right? He would have pardoned himself. I think taking the punishment and the crap that he is. Also, a little bit earlier, Susan said that she thought Kennedy and Shanahan were going to win. I disagree, but I think that Kennedy will pull so well in some states. He is going to determine who wins, depending on whether he pulls from Biden or whether he pulls from Trump.
See, and I think Kennedy helps Trump.
I that's my gut feeling.
I think Kennedy helps Trump just because of the name Kennedy.
Yep.
There's some blue dog Democrats out there. They've kind of been floating on that Democrat line, not going over yet, not being like me and becoming a rhino. And I think Kennedy helps Trump, you know, if it comes down to the three of them and I decide to vote on one of the three, it's probably going to be Kennedy because I know I'm not voting for the other two. So,
well, I'll tell you what, Morning Joe was thrilled to hear that because he was astounded this morning that Republicans were going back to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Even Bill Barr said he would vote for Trump.
Yeah.
And poor old Morning Joe just couldn't get that. So you have restored Morning Joe's faith in the world. Mm-hmm. Stephen A. Smith is quoting you, and Morning Joe loves you.
Yeah, so I got those two going for me.
Dude, you got to figure some stuff out.
Yeah.
This is getting bad for you.
Well, yeah, but, in a lot of ways, I'm like Tebow and Trump. I'm one of those guys, either you love me or you hate me. You know, and there's people watching right now that continue to watch even though they don't like what I say.
Now, Davey's not that way. He's gotten over that.
No.
Davey's completely gotten over that.
Davey's my guy. You're not turning Davey against me, that's for sure. So he's my guy. So.
All right. So a little early trivia question.
Okay.
Which political family announced today?
Long-time
political family announced today that they were going to endorse Joe Biden. So you have to think about political families that have been in the news for a long time.
Political family.
Political family. So the family is endorsing Joe Biden.
Wow.
I know. It's a lot to think about. There's a lot of political families out there that have been around
I know Trump ticked off the Koch brothers at the end.
Yes.
But I can't see them jumping on that side. Mm-hmm. So
let me help you a little bit. This is a political family that in the past has a president as part of their family.
Oh, Bush.
Part of the family tree.
I'm going Bush.
Then. You're going Bush.
Now it's only just one. Now that so they only have to have one president, right, in the family.
Yes, in the family.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm going to say the Reagan family.
The Kennedys.
Oh.
The Kennedys are not endorsing.
They're not going for Robert
they're
Jr.
They're not endorsing Robert Jr. They're endorsing Biden.
That's funny.
And they made an announcement about it. It's almost like they weren't getting invited to certain blood Democrat things. They're like, we got to fix this. We got to come out hard. And somebody start writing checks.
RJ.
Somebody. RJ's killing us. We can't go to the fundraisers anymore without getting yelled at because you're running.
Can't raise money for the Peace Corps.
Yes.
Oh, RJ's killing us.
I know.
The Kennedy family, huh?
The Kennedy family.
No, but I know the Koch, and I was like, there's no way the Koch brothers are jumping ship on the Republican Party.
No, and the Bushes are smart enough to know they want another Bush in office later, so they would never say they're not going to vote for him. They're just not going to vote for him. Mm-hmm.
So another Bush?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Sound off.
So he's like, okay, got it. Yeah, the Bush, one of the grandsons of the Bushes is supposed to be starting to get into politics.
No, he's been in politics for a while in Texas. I can't remember if he won or lost his last election. Mm-hmm. The surprising thing is I think Trump endorsed him in one of his elections, which was kind of like, really, wow. Is that like you're making it up and you're like, okay.
Yeah. Good. So, the Kennedys. That was a shocker to me.
Yeah, it's a shocker to me, too. I read that headline today, and I was like, what?
Yeah, because, I mean, the Clintons, you already know they're going that way. The Obamas, you know they're going that way. But I'm shocked about the Kennedys.
And I get both of you, Reagan and Bush family. There's probably at least one Reagan. I can't remember if it's Michael Reagan or Ron Jr. is a big lip.
Yeah, Ron Jr., I believe he's a gay man, isn't he?
Gay man atheist as well.
Gay man atheist. Okay. So.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. I'm good with both of those. Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously that'll turn you against Trump and some of his statements he makes. So.
Yes. Maybe.
Several of his statements.
Several of his statements.
So.
He can be a bit out there. All right. It's 5:30. Thursday, which is our Friday.
Yep.
We start the weekend here on the 904 now on Thursday afternoon. On Friday Eve, we kick off the entire weekend festivities.
This is show 2 of 3 for myself and show 1 of 2 for Blake.
He looks exhausted.
Yeah. He worked 6 hours today. It's
well.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, not in a row.
Okay. Well, that helps.
Not in a row.
Well, actually, I actually had a day off today.
You didn't work at all.
That's why you're so tired.
Hey. I did have to put up the show clips for now. For now, you
all
know.
Right. All right, he worked 15 minutes. Sorry, my bad.
Mm-hmm. You know, one day he's going to be sick, and he's going to text me. Just text all the articles to Pete. Just send them all to Pete for show prep.
Yeah, you seem to be ahead of the game.
I'll pay you the same $4.35 an hour. He pays me.
Well, here's the one thing I know from this.
Yeah.
That means Blake didn't see your show last night either. Did you send that story to him?
What story?
The dead guy in the bank?
No.
Oh, he did that one on his own?
I found that on my own.
No, I was wondering if Pete did that one.
I don't know.
So,
I think Pete heard it on here and then brought it up.
Didn't do it.
Okay. Pete was watching last night. So.
Okay.
And I'm not going to shame Pete because Lord knows I've gotten a lot of good intel and information off of him over the years.
I don't know if they put the video on. They talked about putting the video up on the app.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
It is disturbing.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Study finds.
Oh.
I don't know.
They asked 182 married people, right? Mm-hmm. Would you still marry the same spouse? So out of that number, Blake, you got to go first because Troy went first last time. What percentage said they would still marry the same spouse? 182 is like a small sample, too. So you have no idea where this could possibly
be. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, it's not a big sample. Like, did you guys just run out of married people you knew? So it's a percentage? Yeah, percentage. Yep.
Okay. 42%.
I can tell you that a lot. I know of at least three couples mm-hmm. that got divorced and remarried the same person. So I don't think it's that unusual. So I'm going to go slightly higher than Blake. I think it's a good number he threw out. So I'm going to go 40. I'm going to go 43.
Yeah, I'm giving Bobby BG 1 point for his answer. You said 43. Bobby was actually the closest to the actual number. 80%.
80%.
80% said they would still marry.
I would have had it closer to 50-50.
Yep.
I would not have been as high as 80%.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there's real feelings there. I mean, I can see it happening. So,
mm-hmm. So I think most people are happy with marriage. You still have 50% of the people that get divorced.
Yeah. Right?
That number's still there. Mm-hmm. But 80% said they'd choose their spouse again.
Yeah. So. No, I mean, I think people get divorced for several different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it doesn't make one person bad or the other.
Do you think any of them said, I would choose the same person again so I can make their life even more miserable? I mean,
there's probably 1% of that.
Just 1%.
But that's the reason that person's divorced in the first place, because of their evil, not
now
the other person.
Now that I know what's going to happen, I want to make their life even more miserable. Yeah.
So,
all right. Which European Union country did a transportation person say this week, if we wish to reach net zero, zero carbon emissions, one of the ways we might have to do it is to ban, outlaw, weekend driving.
European Union country.
Yeah. Now, we talked about this yesterday, but I knew neither one of you were watching the show when we talked about this.
So.
It was just too good a question.
I think I watched 4 minutes yesterday and I got called away for something. And I'm going to go with, who's the one that would be that far out there? I'll go with France.
I'm going to say Germany.
That was my other one. I was
Germany is the answer.
I was between those two.
Yeah.
So. They want to get rid of the Autobahn as well, apparently?
I don't know what they're going to use the Autobahn for.
Weekend driving.
Yeah, weekend driving. So the crazy thing is Troy has one, Blake has one, Bobby has two. Mm-hmm. Bobby has got two right
Commanding
now.
Lead.
Commanding lead for Bobby. All right. Which North American country, Mexico, the United States, or Canada, has the distinction of having 14 of the 15 worst polluting cities? Who's up?
Mexico, U.S., or Canada?
Yes.
Okay.
North American countries.
By the way, Central America, most of those are in North America.
We're going with, if you would like to pick one south of the border, you go right ahead. You go right ahead. Pick Guatemala if you want to.
Yeah, just
pick Belize. I'm sure they've got at least one big city.
Just for the geography lesson alone. Okay. Okay. So
now is it just like total pollution or
15 of the top?
They have 14 of the 15 worst polluting cities in North America. Which country has the distinction of having that inside their borders?
I mean, my first instinct is to go to like metropolitan areas, but obviously U.S. is the bigger cities, but if you take account like how much a city produces, you in the United States.
See, and because you asked this question, I think to me, I go immediately to Newark, and then I go to Flint, and then I go to some of those, and it's like, okay, I want to say U.S. But because you asked the question, I'm going to go Canada, because I blame Canada for everything.
You are correct, sir. Canada was the answer.
I had the advantage of knowing Mike Davis for 30 years on that question.
To prove that I get information from everywhere, I got that from Bill Maher. Bill Maher had a whole 8-minute rant on, hey, as liberals, we point to these countries and say we want to be more like that. But we don't want to be more like Canada. And he goes through this whole rant of what Canada is doing wrong.
Yeah.
The number one thing was that and pollution. And I was like, well, I can use that on the show because No one thinks I would watch Bill Maher.
Well, I lost, and Blake, I don't know if you have the camera on me now. I lost the cap to my pin. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, when it hit the ground, it bounced over in your direction. That cap to the pin is going to stay. It's right there in the middle. It's too close for either one of us to go into that position at any point because
no.
Pete, Davey, Clay, and yes. Blake will grab that clip.
You see that right there?
Yeah.
You see that big board? That's what will be on that
it
big
will be
board
on
right
both
there.
Sides
It'll be on both sides. And
on
in the middle. Do not do that.
I will get that cap after the
I
show.
I know your OCD is
it's
going to
me.
Kill you.
It's killing me.
Yes.
I should have been playing with it, and
yes.
now I have...
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's even worse.
So, some sailors in the South Pacific got stranded on a deserted island.
Okay.
Name of the ship was the Minnow. Tell me if you've heard this one.
Were they on a three-hour tour?
They were able to attract attention by doing what? How did they get the attention of their rescuers? And if you ever watched an episode of Gilligan's Island, it literally is pulled from Gilligan's Island.
Okay, Blake, is it me or him?
You can't win in second because you picked Canada, so it's Blake first.
Wait, what?
Wait, no, it's me first.
No.
Because
no.
I went with Canada second, yeah. So it's me first.
It's you first, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, first, it's me first.
Yes.
Yeah, they spelled out SOS with coconuts.
Blake?
So
he's got this answer. When he hesitates, he's got the answer.
I honestly do not have the answer, Mike. Okay, just confirm who. So how many people were on like stranded on this island?
It just says sailors stranded.
Just sailors. does it specify gender?
It does not specify gender. I do not believe there were any females. If that's what you're asking.
It. All right.
No OnlyFans were injured in the sinking of the ship.
No so, boob flashing.
Yes.
Like.
Damn it, that was my going to be my answer.
All right,
then I can send SOS with coconuts.
They spelled help.
With coconuts.
With palm leaves.
Palm leaves? Okay.
With leaves, right? But you have to remember what happened. They spelled help in Gilligan.
No.
With
spelled,
burning logs.
But they spelled SOS. And it was for the cosmonauts that were flying over top.
Sol.
And it ended up going to Sol. Which was the name of the cosmonaut who was flying over. Gilligan, it was Gilligan kicked the logs around and messed it up.
Rebecca's on the board with one. Screaming at me to give me the points.
With palm fronds?
Yes.
She knew with palm
fronds? She had palm leaves, yes.
Liar.
Okay. Yeah. She had palm leaves. She did.
Man, I didn't know she
was. Here's the sign.
She could Google that fast.
You know, the problem is you and I stranded on an island.
Yeah.
With your dyslexia and my inability to spell, there's no telling what that would have said.
Yeah.
We only had four letters to get right, but there's no telling what order that would have been in.
It was spelled please.
As for my ability to survive based on spelling would not be good.
Here's how it would have to work.
Yeah.
I would spell it because I'm actually, as a dyslexic guy, I'm a pretty good speller.
Yes.
But you would have to write it because I would spell it. Look away and still write it wrong.
Yes,
because that's what I do.
Yeah.
I know exactly how to spell it, or I'd leave a letter out or something like that. It'd end up being like heap.
Here.
Yeah.
Do you want to write it out right now?
What?
Help right now?
No.
Write it out.
All right. So somebody did a study. Worst drinks on the market for you today. There's a top 10 list.
Okay.
We'll go around a couple of times. If you guys can name the worst drinks for you on the market today based on sugar content and just unhealthiness and those kind of things. So, let's see.
Blake goes first.
Blake is up first.
I'm going to say Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew is number 7.
Okay. And I know it's surprisingly, I hate to give it away because... I know there's a lot of sugar content in these fruit juices and stuff like that. So how detailed does it have to be?
And I will tell you, none of them on the list are alcoholic.
Okay.
So I told you alcohol is good for you.
Yeah.
Because it didn't make this list.
Yeah, it didn't make the list.
Yes.
Obviously. It's a lot of fruity stuff with a lot of extra sugar in it. So I'm going to say like a Snapple fruit drink.
Snapple fruit drink is not here.
Okay.
Blake?
I'm going to say Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper is not on the list.
Okay. How about like a sweet tea? I'll just go with a sweet tea.
I'll give you Arizona sweet tea.
Okay.
Number four.
Okay.
On the list.
All right. I'm gonna say, can you give me a hint if there's any energy drinks on here?
It's drinks.
All right, Red Bull.
Red Bull is not on the list. There's several people that pulled Red Bull in here, and they're not on the list.
I'll stick with that because I think there is one that's worse than that, and I think it's Monster.
Monster is number three.
Okay.
On the list.
Yeah. All right. Stay with Monster. No. Who? Orange juice.
Orange juice not on the list. You started your last guess.
Okay. I still think it's some type of juice, not from Snapple, but it's one of those. Because I remember seeing this one being number one. I was like, ooh, that's a lot of sugar. And I think it's some type of juice situation that would catch you off guard. So I'm going to go with some type of Welch's or something. Welch's grape juice.
Welch's grape juice is number eight.
Okay.
So out of the 10 worst drinks,
I was going for number one.
You got three.
Okay.
You were all over the correct answer, though. So number 10 is Arizona green tea.
Okay.
Nine is Barge root beer. Eight, Welch's grape juice, which you got. Seven, Mountain Dew, which Blake got. Starbucks Frappuccino coffee drink.
That just, as long as it is, it hurts me.
Number five, Naked green juice machine.
Never heard of it.
Number four, Arizona sweet tea. Number three, Monster energy drink. Number two, Naked blue machine juice.
Okay.
Number one, Naked mighty mango juice.
Yeah. They showed how much sugar content was in that, and it was off the charts.
And they sell these as supposedly a healthy drink that you mix in with your smoothie.
Yeah.
And no wonder people are getting big drinking these smoothies.
Yeah. They're putting on pounds drinking the smoothie because they can't burn it all off.
You cannot burn it all off. All right. Going to a forestation question.
Okay.
All right. So what are the top countries for forest growth since 2001? Top countries for forest growth since 2001. You got to go first.
United States.
U.S. is number two.
Okay.
Forest growth. Say Brazil.
Brazil is not in the top 18.
Okay. I'm going to say, and I'm doing this just because of land mass, I'm going to say Canada.
Canada is not on the list.
Wow.
Not on the list.
That much opportunity is still
there. That much opportunity, yes. Yep.
All right.
This is why we always blame Canada.
Blame Canada for everything.
I was hoping to create a gap there in my victory today. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you're up 6-2, 2-1, 1-1. So, yeah.
Yeah.
The bad drinks for you seem to do well at.
Yeah.
You excelled at that category.
I got three of them. I'm happy with that.
All right, Blake?
China.
China's number one. China is number one on the list, which is surprising. And then I have to wonder, did China report the numbers?
Yeah.
Because if they reported the numbers, I'm sure that they just said, hey, we're going to take this one.
Yeah. So I'm going to stick with the bigger countries because I don't think my strategy is that flawed. I'm going to try Russia on this one.
Russia's number three.
Okay.
Blake?
I don't think it's going to be the next biggest country, India. India's
number four.
India then.
Take four.
It's a big country.
You're way behind. I'm helping you, Blake.
I'm going to, how many more we got?
You started, so one more each.
One more each. I'm going to go with Australia.
Australia's number seven.
Okay. Canada's not on there. They're huge. Mm-hmm. Slackers.
Some of the ones on this list are crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
South Africa.
South Africa's not. Bobby did pull off Vietnam, but he threw like 17 things out here, including Agent Orange. He was getting desperate.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Number 18 was Bulgaria, 17 Romania, 16 Uruguay. Uzbekistan was 15. Thailand was 14. Bobby had Thailand. Bobby.
Thailand.
Cuba, Italy, Iran, Spain, France, Turkey, because they spelled it differently, Australia, Chile, Vietnam, India, Russia, U.S., China. Which are really interesting.
And Cuba is the one I think it surprises me the most. On
yes. Well, apparently it was in really bad shape.
Okay.
Because they have a huge, I mean, the number of acres is not big, but the percent is really
recovered.
Big for them.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming okay, they're recovering okay. from doing crazy things.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't understand. We talk about like eating up the forest and stuff like that. In the world, we have more forests right now than we ever have because we put out forest fires.
Yes.
You know, history would burn an entire continent,
mm-hmm.
You know, because no one ever put out the fire. We put out our fires now, so we have more trees than people believe we do.
Yes. Blake's first in this one?
Yes.
Okay. Blake Blevins, the New York Times conducted a poll, asked voters.
Super accurate.
The super accurate poll is New York Times. We always love the New York Times. President Trump. What percentage of them said his presidency was mostly good? What percentage of New York Times?
Woo. That makes it way more difficult.
Said President Trump's presidency was mostly good. Kind of like mostly dead. Yes, yeah. I knew we were going there. Marty Feldman.
No. And this was in Princess Bride. It was Billy.
You're right.
It was Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal.
It was
right.
Miracle Max who made that statement. And we need a Miracle Max right now for our two presidents.
Yes.
To keep them alive because they're both mostly dead.
All right. What do you got, Blake?
28%.
28%. Troy Blevins. He gave you a good number to try to work off of.
I think he gave me a good gap. I mean, I was going to put it at 50-50, but I'm just going to go for the W and go for 29.
42%.
Yeah.
42%.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought it was going to be closer to 50%.
Yeah. In the follow-up question, Troy Blevins, you're running away with this today,
yes.
What percentage of people that were interviewed in the New York Times poll said that President Biden's presidency was mostly good?
I'm going to go with that being 34%.
34%. Blake?
Somehow it's going to be lower, 33%, because you're Mike Davis.
I'm Mike Lewis. Thank you very much.
These questions come from you live from Mike Lewis.
Yes. It is actually 25%.
Wow.
Which is a startlingly bad number.
Mm-hmm.
And the New York Times
from
poll.
New Yorkers.
Yes, from New Yorkers.
In the New York Times.
Yep. Kathy gets another point. Let's see. I'm trying to pull these out off the other one. Trump was at 42. Susan Johnson was at 49. So this is crazy. Susan Johnson's got points today. Kathy's got two. Rebecca got one. Bobby, four. Blake barely beating the audience with five. And for the first time in a lifetime, you have run. It's been a lifetime.
It was Blake, 2 weeks ago.
Do you even remember what losing was like, Blake?
Yes, yes.
It was 2 weeks ago.
I do remember what it is like to be a failure, Mike. I know what it's like having Asperger's all my life. I understand what it is to be a failure, Mike.
He has a spreadsheet on all his wins and losses.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, he has spreadsheets on everything.
There is. I'm trying to see if there were a couple other stories I had out here that were worth maybe pulling on this, but I think I got most of them. Yeah, I was just looking to see if there's anything else trivia-wise, but everything else is pretty simple.
I already accept defeat, Mike. Just stop.
You're not winning. I mean, you're not going. So Bollocks tonight, what do you have on Bollocks this evening?
Bollocks tonight, we're talking about significant figures in history that have mental illness. And there's going to be a lot of people on this list that are going to surprise people that have depression, that have tried to commit suicide before, have worked through it, you know. A lot of people don't realize that Abraham Lincoln suffered through depression. Mm-hmm. Winston Churchill actually called it his depression, his black dog. Mm-hmm. Like he even named his anxiety and depression that he had. You know, Joan of Arc, you know, she had epilepsy and schizophrenia. So, I mean, there's a lot of people throughout history that have suffered and were successful in a lot of ways.
At a time when mental health care did not exist.
No. You kept it at home and you tuck it under the rug. And, you know, there's good and bad because, I mean, like Stalin and Hitler are both on this list.
Yeah.
Napoleon's on this list. I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know, your brilliance is right there with it,
yeah,
along with, and you know, It's things that needs to be discussed and successful. And I think we handle it so much better now than what we did throughout history.
Well, and not a lot of people know there's a lot of dyslexics in history that have been incredibly successful, unlike yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, Patton is one of them. There's several others that have been out there.
Well, Einstein and Edison both had some form of dyslexia. And
I'm so glad that some people could overcome what you have had to battle.
Yeah, yeah. And I luckily I have friends that help me through.
And
my struggle.
I'm giving you so much crap today when yesterday I told you you're the most amazing person ever because you've been doing some great things at home again. You've been pulling rabbits out of hats. You've been doing awesome stuff. So I couldn't say all those things without giving you a little bit of crap first. So.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. That's how our relationship will always go, Mike Lewis.
Yeah. So, Tony, it's been a wonderful relationship. Yeah. Tony Bellins. Davey, don't stay up too late tonight.
And Mike, this is a significant week for us being on air, too.
Yeah.
Because our first big story was Patriots Day, the bombing of the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
I think it was like week three
two
or four.
Three, yeah. Maybe three.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. Two or three. And it was our first big story, and Pete was with us.
Yes.
On that show.
Yep.
So, I mean, it was one of those really hard shows for us to do because we did the show, and they hadn't caught the bombers yet.
No, it was right after it happened. Yeah. There's a lot of news and a lot of moving. And I tell you, if anybody ever tells me that Pete is not tough and dogged and tenacious, anybody that came to those first four or five shows of ours and kept coming back, even though he was being paid, was amazing.
Yeah, because I'm kind of glad they're lost in the mix of how bad those shows were.
I am so glad that those are not somewhere out on the internet because they would be being played all the time by Pete.
Yeah.
We got nothing today, so let's watch Mike and Troy's first show again.
Yeah, it's kind of like watching old movies from the 30s when they try and do special effects.
I don't know if it was that or just like two grumpy old men, young men acting as old men arguing with one another. Hey, Pete, lead with a 16-year-old story tomorrow. Let everyone know how you would have used today's political climate to get out of school.
Yeah.
Because I think Pete would have had some great opportunities knowing how ingenious he is. Mm-hmm. Looking at the political climate today and saying, I can get out of school with that.
Oh, and Pete's creativity, he works himself backstage. He gets himself into situations where it's like, okay, how'd you pull it off? Very proud of you.
Yes.
How'd you do it?
Yes.
So.
He's very, very good.
Creative.
And today at the workout, there was a lot of discussion about Sing Out Loud.
Oh, yeah.
So there's already a good vibe about Sing Out Loud and Eric Church and a lot of the other bands coming. So
I've been listening to Ryan Bingham a little bit more. I don't know if you've been listening to him, but I'm kind of excited. And Noah Cohen, I didn't really know a whole lot of his stuff, and I've been listening to his.
Yeah.
Actually, he's really, really good.
It's going to be a fun concert. So,
yeah.
It's months away.
Yeah.
And it's going to be awesome. So have fun on Bollocks tonight.
Thank you.
You guys tune in tomorrow morning when Pete does the lead story again. Again, 16-year-old should lead. 16-year-old kicked out of school.
No, he won't do it because there's more than 10 people watching tonight.
I know, but seven of them are my other phones.
You're locked in with laptop.
I've told all my guys, you have to log in right now. No, I'm just kidding. You guys are awesome.
And they don't know, but I got the cap of the pin when the camera went the other direction.
It was killing him. He was never going to make it. You guys have a great night. Have an awesome weekend. Tune in to the Bollocks tonight and the morning show.
Bye-bye.